Now, this day. Here's Chris Connolly.
A manhunt went on for a week after the Boston Marathon bombing on this day, April 15th.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
On this day, we're heard on WTAQ, AM, and FM in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and on Kello Radio, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Two pressure cookers filled with shrapnel were the homemade bombs that killed three people and wounded 17 others near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. The suspects were identified quickly. There were surveillance cameras from several area businesses around Kenmore Square. Tamlin and Jokar Sanayev became the most wanted men in the country. A week later, they still hadn't been caught, but they were involved in a shootout with police, killing an officer. They managed to steal a car, but Tamlin fell out during the escape and was run over and killed by his younger brother, Jokar. Jokar Sanayev was wounded in the exchange of gunfire. He hid inside a boat that was being stored in a man's backyard in Watertown, Massachusetts. He's been sentenced to death. The Boston Marathon bombing happened on this day, April 15th, 2013. And on this day, remember, people are almost always held accountable for their crimes. I'm Chris Connolly.